This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. At least 38 are dead and more than 100 injured after a train collision in southern Pakistan on Monday. That information coming from the deputy commissioner of Gorkhi district in Sindh province, Mohammed Usman Abdullah. Officials say more than 1,000 people were on board both the trains. Rescue workers are still trying to reach passengers trapped in the wreckage. Abdullah says they fear the death toll could rise. Pakistani Information Minister Fawad Chaudhry said in a statement, it is premature to say whether the accident occurred due to a technical error, negligence, or sabotage, but all aspects are being investigated. Prime Minister Imran Khan said he was shocked by the horrific train accident and ordered a comprehensive investigation into railway safety fault lines in a Twitter post. The Taliban is urging Afghans who worked for U.S. and NATO militaries in Afghanistan over the years not to desert their war-ravaged nation for fear of retribution. Monday's pledge comes as thousands of Afghans employed by the United States and allied countries during their almost two-decade-long stay in the country fear insurgent retaliation and are eager to get visas to the U.S. Most were working as interpreters. The United States and allied nations are expected to completely pull out their remaining troops from Afghanistan by September 11th. Monday, India's health ministry reported more than 1,600 new COVID-19 infections. That is the lowest tally in 61 days. The country also reported just over 2,400 deaths. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Britain's health minister said the Delta variant of the coronavirus may be up to 40% more transmissible than the Alpha variant. The Delta variant was first identified in India. Matt Hancock said that the variant has become the dominant strain in Britain. It's possible the Delta variant could threaten plans to lift the lockdown restrictions by June 21st, according to Hancock. He stressed the importance of Britons getting their vaccinations and said early data show the vaccine is effective against the Delta variant after people have received both doses. 40% of the United Kingdom's population has been fully vaccinated, according to Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. New cases of COVID-19 have dropped dramatically since the United Kingdom began its vaccination campaign. The United States is set to announce new measures to fight smuggling and trafficking. The announcement will come Monday as Vice President Kamala Harris meets with leaders in Guatemala to discuss migration and security issues. A senior administration official told reporters they also hope to announce additional measures to address corruption. There are no plans to unveil additional aid money at this time. President Biden has tasked Harris with leading the effort to address the causes behind a rise in migrants traveling to the U.S.-Mexico border. Administration officials highlighted corruption as a major factor both in the migration and in private companies avoiding expanding their investments in Central America. Israel's far-right politician Naftali Bennett, who is set to replace Benjamin Netanyahu as prime minister, called him on Sunday evening to let go after Netanyahu said the newly formed Israeli coalition was the result of the greatest election fraud in the history of democracy. Bennett called on Israel's longest-serving leader not to leave scorched earth behind and accept that people are allowed to establish a government even if you don't head it. Netanyahu made his sweeping accusation at a time when Israel's domestic security chief has warned publicly about the prospect of political violence and focused his allegations on a broken campaign promise from Bennett, who had pledged not to partner with left-wing centrist and Arab parties. Mexico President Andrés Manuel López Obrador's party and allies appear poised to maintain their majority in the lower chamber of the Congress. Only 41% of ballots had been counted late Sunday, but electoral authorities released quick count results for the lower chamber of Congress. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.